Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 279. Today we are going to consider the biological special program of the pancreatic ducts. Earlier we studied the SBS of the pancreas gland and later we will study that of its islet cells separately. The main function of the pancreatic ducts is to collect the pancreatic juice produced in the glandular part and to deliver it to the first part of the small intestine called duodenum. The main pancreatic duct connects the organ to the intestine. There are many branches of the pancreatic ducts within the gland. The lining of all the pancreatic ducts, both the small and the main, consists of the squamous epithelium derived from the ectoderm and therefore is controlled from the cerebral cortex. There in the brain, the control center of the pancreatic ducts, we saw already that it is positioned in the right temporal lobe at the post-sensory cortex. You are once again requested to note specially that the control center of the pancreatic ducts is also shared by those of the bile ducts, gallbladder, small curvature of the stomach, pylorus and the duodenal bulb. Therefore, the biological conflict of all of them is the same. Which one of these organs is to be affected is decided randomly. But if the conflict is a very severe one, the conflict can even affect all of them at once. The biological conflict linked to the organ under consideration, the pancreatic ducts, is also a male territorial conflict or a female identity conflict depending on the gender, laterality and hormone status. While discussing the aggressive constellation under the schizophrenic constellation, we will be again considering these male territorial conflicts and the female identity conflicts. For making you thorough with the biological conflict linked to the pancreatic ducts, I am going to repeat the list of organs going to be affected by either territorial anger conflict or identity conflict depending on a person's gender, laterality and hormone status. Please listen again. A right-handed male with normal hormone status and territorial anger conflict can have his stomach, bile duct and the pancreatic ducts affected. A left-handed male with normal hormone status and territorial anger conflict will have his rectum surface mucosa affected. A right-handed male with low testosterone status and with an identity conflict will have his rectum surface mucosa affected. A left-handed male with a low testosterone status and with an identity conflict will have his stomach, bile ducts and pancreatic ducts affected. Now let us consider how the females will be affected. Please listen carefully. A right-handed female with normal hormone status and with an identity conflict will have her rectum surface mucosa affected. A left-handed female with normal hormone status and with an identity conflict will have her stomach, bile ducts and pancreatic ducts affected. A right-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial anger conflict will have her stomach, bile duct and pancreatic ducts affected. Lastly, a left-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial anger conflict will have her rectum surface mucosa affected. In the case of all biological conflicts, they are transferred to the other brain hemisphere if the person is a left-hander. Also remember what Dr. Hamas says, territorial, sexual and separation conflicts are the primary conflict themes of all organs derived from the ectoderm and controlled from the sensory, premotor sensory and post-sensory cortices. Therefore, we discussed the territorial anger conflict in detail earlier when we took up the biological special program of the stomach small curvature. We will be discussing similarly the identity conflict in detail while considering the rectum surface mucosa next. SBS of the pancreatic ducts follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern with hypersensitivity during the CA phase and hyposensitivity during healing phase. The hypersensitivity is felt during the ulceration of the lining of the pancreatic ducts during the CA phase with the biological purpose of widening them to increase the flow of pancreatic fluids, all in proportion to the degree and duration of the conflict activity. Thus, nature tries to improve the metabolism and to provide more energy to solve the conflict. More the intensity of the conflict, the main duct will be affected. With less intensity, smaller branches will be affected. Pain is the main symptom of CA phase, mild to severe. The cell proliferation to replenish the lost cells takes place during the PCLA of the healing phase. This is pancreatic cancer according to the conventional medicine. Swelling due to edema or fluid accumulation, indigestion, fatty stool and a pressure type of abdominal pain are the symptoms of healing phase. The pancreatic enzyme amylase is increased in the serum. Pancreatitis is healing with inflammation. Occlusion of the pancreatic duct with serious complications can occur with the syndrome. There will be acute sharp pains, cramps or spasms called pancreatic colic if simultaneously the surrounding striated muscles also undergo epileptic crisis. During PCLB, the pancreatic ducts open and start functioning normally. There can have troubled circulation, dizzy spells, disturbances or complete loss of consciousness and drop of blood sugar during the epileptic crisis. Friends, inviting all of you to spend more time in learning GNM, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.